Hey friend, happy Friday. This is not a extra episode because I usually record on Fridays, but this is based off of the Find More Time workshop and pairs well with the other episodes I've done this week. So it's a little sneak peek into what we discussed within the workshop. And I actually am expanding on it more today because the workshop was packed full. We didn't have enough time to talk about all that I wanted to, but we did have enough time to talk about what I was supposed to. So we did have a good time. And hey, if you are listening to this on the day it's released, Friday, March 22nd, then this is the final day that you can grab the deal that goes along with the Find More Time workshop. So you can watch the replay and you can actually enter to win a freebie still if you did it today. I still have a door prize that is going to be given away later today. So if you are on top of things and you're listening to this first thing in the morning or before, let's say 8 p.m. Eastern time, then you can still enter to win that door prize. So you would go to www.theshanwright.com/time and you can watch the replay of that workshop and then enter to win the door prize. But the really, really big news is that my wellness accountability coaching is on a BOGO sale through tonight. So through March 22nd, my coaching is on BOGO sale. This is where you get to come in with me. We take a personal deep dive into all things wellness for you, customized one-on-one. We go through your belief systems and your goals and your wellness areas and help you get unstuck in whatever area you're feeling stuck in and you're feeling overwhelmed and stressed and anxious in. We're going to dive into that and go to work. We're going to battle as a wellness warrior does. And so you can do that with me. It's a buy one, get one free sale. So you would get one coaching session and then get one completely free. So you would go to bit.ly/ShanWright to jump into that. There is no code necessary. Just book at the Calendly link that you'll see and pick your date and book that. And then I will get you your free one after you book the first one. Okay? Makes sense? So this sale only goes through March 22nd. Don't miss it. It's an incredible deal. And we can really get a lot of work done and really make some headways on your intentional actions and your goals and your wellness areas in two sessions. That would be such a great time. So for today, we're going to talk about if that's a priority for you. Is your wellness area a priority for you? Where do they line up? How you can, you know, use my formula to figure out your priorities and how that's going to help you decrease the stress in your life and on your calendar. Are you ready? Let's go. Hey mama, are you stressed by the lack of time in the day to do all the things? Are you feeling disconnected from God, your husband, and even your kids because patience and presence seem out of reach? Do you want a healthier body, mind, spirit, and home, but overwhelmed in where to start? Hey, I'm Shan Wright, daughter of the king, wife, mom to four, RN, wellness coach, and I know very well what it feels like to want to live well, but about to lose it with my very blessed full life. After realizing I can't pour from an empty cup, I tracked my way to whole body wellness and so much peace. If you are ready to cancel the stressed out life, learn tactical, intentional strategies as a mom wearing many hats, find more peace, confidence, and joy raising kingdom kids, then listen in. Come on, mama, together we got this. Really, God's got this. So go heat up that coffee again and turn your listening ears on. Let's chat. So obviously, we're all allotted the same time in the day, the same 24 hours. But obviously, we use it in different ways. We have different things, different people, different situations, different hearts, different, we're different. So our time is prioritized differently. Matthew 25:23 says, his master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful and trustworthy over a little. I will put you in charge of many things. Share in the joy of your master." So we have to keep our schedule, right? And how we use our schedule is how we are being a servant and a steward of the time that God has given us. And it's a big deal. how we keep our schedule and what is on our calendar shows where our heart is. It actually shows us whether we believe that God owns it all, that he's the master, that he gave us the time, that we are using the time that he has gifted us. Wow, that gets really deep, right? So when we look at it practically, we're like, okay, yes, I want to do that. I want to be a good steward of my time, but I feel like I need more of it. I need more time. I need more energy. I need more peace. I need more presence with the people that I want to be present with. And how do I do this? So let's talk about it. Let's talk about how you can prioritize God's time. It's his time. So let's talk about how we can prioritize it and make it all work. Okay. One thing is that if you want more time, more presence, more peace, that's going to flow out of your heart. And when you have a heart of gratitude, thankfulness, you're thankful for the time, you're thankful for every moment and every day, that correlates into how you take care of your time and it brings peace. So we know neuroscience has told us, I will say this study a lot, but that anxiety and gratitude cannot exist in your brain at the same time. So if you are stressed and anxious about the time you have been given for the day, start with gratitude. Start with a heart of gratitude that is grateful for that day and that time. And then out of that will flow more time. Okay. So I have a little time hack for you for this. We all are looking to save time and find more of it, but we have to do these important things first. So I don't want you to, wake up and be like, okay, now I have to add a gratitude journal to my day and I don't have time for that. So how do I do this? No, I want you to, little hack, turn on a worship song. Okay, so I want you to get your heart in a state of gratitude and speak out loud thankfulness to God. It says in Philippians, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God will guard your heart in Christ Jesus. So, therefore, we're going to come to God with thanksgiving, which is praise, which is thankfulness, which is gratitude. Doing that in a worship song when you are feeling stressed or when you are feeling anxious or overwhelmed on what to do for the day, you are using those words of the song even when your brain and your mind doesn't think it right now, okay? But you hear the words, you know the words, they are coming from your heart. So you sing them from your heart and you tell your brain and your mind what to think. So we're getting our heart right, we're getting our mind right, we're getting it centered on God and starting with gratitude. From there, there's peace. There is peace because anxiety is not present anymore. Stressed outness is not present anymore. We have peace, okay? So then we can start our day. We can move on from there in a place of gratitude, thankful for the day. And then we look at the calendar. So as a mom, obviously one of our biggest stressors is our schedule. It is our calendar. It is keeping all the kids straight and doing all the things that we need to do. So we're going to address that because that is what causes us a lot of stress. So I have done, back to episode 49, that overcome the overwhelm. I have done that journaling session with God many times over my schedule and over the stress that it's causing me and the overwhelm it's causing me. And what I've learned in those journaling sessions is that it is a heart issue. Remember, time, we've talked about this, is it's a mindset issue, which means it's a heart issue. Our heart and our mind together, what we're really thinking, believing, and focusing our heart on, fixing our eyes on, that comes out of that. And so many times, I see people with time management issues or they confess to time management issues and they don't have those skills, but really it's time prioritizing issues and we don't know what we are supposed to prioritize with our time and it just seems like everything has importance and it doesn't. We've replaced that that phrase, I don't have enough time, to, well, it wasn't a priority for me. And this really does show what you are thinking about, what you are setting your heart on, what your intentions are. When you say that, when you speak that out loud, you're like, oh yeah, it wasn't a priority for me. I didn't do the laundry because it just wasn't a priority. Now, if none of my kids had clean clothes, it might have been a priority, right? But it wasn't today. And I didn't, not that I didn't have enough time, I didn't make it a priority. So first things first, when we get to the heart of the matter, is we have to make God our number one priority. We want to be a good steward of His time and His children and His money that He gave us and His talents and abilities that He gave us. We want to be a good steward of all of it. So we have to really believe that those things are His. We have to get down to the matter that they belong to Him and we are being a good steward of those things. And the second we get overwhelmed and our priorities are confusing and something is taking precedence and we don't think that we have enough time, it's probably because something is taking God's number one place. And when things take God's number one place, what is that? An idol. And yes, we can even worship as an idol motherhood and our children and their dreams and their schedules. Our flesh is made to worship. So as a mom, we can easily get caught up in worshiping our kids. And I just want you to reflect on that and ask yourself, am I worshiping my kids' schedule, their dreams, their goals? Am I putting it above everything else on our calendar? Is your family constantly skipping church and fellowship with God in His house because your kids have big dreams to play in the NBA or in college? And that's hard because some sports run on Sundays, but maybe you go to a church on Saturday or maybe you go to church another day of the week. And so you just have to figure that out with God. Where are the priorities of your kids' schedule and where you have them in your heart and where you have God in your heart? Billy Graham says, give me 5 minutes with a person's checkbook and I will tell you where their heart is. Well, the same is true for our calendars. Give me 5 minutes with someone's calendar and I can show you the priorities of their life and where their heart is and what they are worshiping, okay? And so Matthew 6:24, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money, or money, God and time, or God and your kids, or God and your work, your career, anything else. Anything can take that spot of money. Money is being used there as an idol. And we cannot serve God and another idol at the same time. So that is the first thing. We have to see where He is as a priority in our schedule. So let's back up. We did our journal brain dump with God. And we asked Him from the other episode 49, what do you want me to know and what do you want me to do? Well, if your burden was in that journaling session, was your schedule and your calendar, then you ask Him, God, what wellness area should my priority be right now? We can take all of these questions as journaling prompts and go to God and ask Him these things. What is the one thing you want me to focus on in this wellness area? What is one intentional action you want me to take? How do you want me to implement this in our week? How do you want me to implement this in our schedule, in our day? He knows best. And so when you're asking Him these questions, and we've already talked about it in that episode, you'll have to go back. But when you ask Him these questions, He's going to give you the answers. And then it comes to obedience. The fruit of your life comes from obedience. So if you are keeping God as number one and you do what He says to focus on, you do what He says to, you know, action, to take action on, then the fruit comes from that. Peace is going to come, joy, goodness, self-control, all those things. And you're going to know that that is a priority because that is what God said to do. And it might be this journal session is going to reveal priorities that they need to go. Like, it's things that have been a priority before, but now they need to take a backseat because you're in a different season. You're in a different different time of your life, and it might be a good thing. I mean, I was there with nursing. Like, it's a good thing to be a nurse, and it was a good thing for my life for so many years. But when I was overwhelmed with how do I get my second baby into a childcare situation so I can do the training and the hours of this new job, and then eventually I'll go to per diem and just work a few hours a week, and how do I do this, and then where's my other child going to go for that time? And I was overwhelmed, and I was like, well, God, what do I do? And he told me that nursing career that you're trying to fit into this season of your life, it actually needs to take a back burner. It needs to take a back seat. I'm number one. Your family is number two. And this career that you've built, this really what I was doing was identifying it as an idol in my life, because I was using it as my identity, and it's not. And so he said that needs to go. Okay. And it was hard, and it's a good thing, but God knows best. And so I had to ask him and then obey. And it was hard, but it was definitely the path that I was supposed to take. So speaking of nursing, there are the ABCs when you have an emergency. These are the hierarchy of needs, right? Airway, breathing, circulation, ABC. So as a mom, I kind of switched that over into prioritizing my time. What is a priority need of mine? Okay, if I'm going to be a good steward of my time, I need to prioritize the needs of my time. And what are they? If your calendar, you know, shows your spiritual walk and your heart, then God should be first. And so I think of this as the A being the air that I breathe, the thing that gives me life. It needs to be that number one thing, priority on my calendar. Well, I will tell you the ABCs first. So A is air, B being borders, and C, create. So air being God, and whatever God gives us is breath and life. God gives us the day. So everything needs to be run by him first. And if he says this is a hierarchy need, this is a priority in my life right now, this is an A, then it's an A, because that's what he said. Okay. So those are going to be the main things that I focus on for the week. They need to get done first. They need to get done as priority. And then this is, again, going to be seasonal. You can prioritize it, you know, week by week, but this is going to be something that needs to be reevaluated seasonally as well. And then we have our B's. Our B's are our borders. These are things that need to get done that you have for the week, the kid stuff, the responsibilities, the home stuff, the work stuff, but they have borders around them. They have to get done, but they do not take over the A's. They can't come before an A. They have to be scheduled into the life and have borders around them, boundaries, restrictions as to not let this thing take over. So if it's your kid's sports, it's a B. It can't take over all the A's. It doesn't come before an A. So if you have a kid's sport every single night of the week, you have to make sure your A's are still getting done. You're still getting, if a date night with your husband's an A, that still gets done even though your kids have sports, right? And then the C's are create. Okay, so that's going to be this thing that falls into place. So when you're creating, you are, you know, dreaming and planning and creating dinner. You're creating organization in your home. You're doing the things that can fall into place. They are not precedents over the B's even and the A's, but they all get done if there's time. They don't take over. Okay. So a lot of times we learn what is a priority when we're in stressful situations. And this is where I was when I was in postpartum anxiety with my third child. And I was losing it and completely overwhelmed with my schedule and time and life. And God gave me four priorities, okay? These are my four intentional actions that he told me to take. They were also four priorities that he said, make sure these get done. And they were A, spend time with him. A, spend time with my husband. A, spend time with girlfriends, and A, move my body. Okay, I had to do all of those things. This is where I needed to breathe. This is where those four things needed to get done, because that is what mattered. And if that's all that got done, those four things, then I was going to be well. But in that season, I was not well because I wasn't doing any of those things. Okay, and so he gave me those four simple things, and that's what helped me focus. These are the things I need to do, prioritize, so that I can feel like I have some time in my life. I have my schedule under control because these four things got done. Back to the whole nursing thing and the importance of the ABCs. It's not that they take more time. So for A, airway, you're ensuring there's an open airway. That might not take more time than bringing back circulation, but it is more important. That's why it's first. It's A. So going to the gym and moving my body might not mean I'm doing that 10 hours of the week, but it is a priority. So for sure, it's getting on the schedule and it's getting done and I'm moving things around to make sure that it gets done, but it doesn't mean that it takes more time. So, and I'll just tell you, there are certain things that need to be a priority for whole body, holistic wellness in all people. Doesn't matter the person. For example, sleeping. This takes priority over other things in your life. And when it doesn't, we can see the impact in all our other wellness areas. So this has to be a priority. And you have to schedule it as a time block on your calendar. 7 to 8 hours, really, really important. And so this is an A for your hierarchy of needs. And when you're going through your calendar, make sure you schedule A for sleep. Okay, so let me package this up a little bit more nicely for you as we wrap up here. Number one, you recognize that God owns it all. All your time, all your calendar, all of it is His. Number two, you dump it all out before Him in this journaling session and you just pour out your heart, your overwhelm, your burden. Number three, ask Him, what are my ABCs right now in this season and then in this week? What are my ABCs? What is most important? What is second importance? And what falls in as number, as C? Four, assign the ABCs to your brain dump and then plug them into your schedule. So you're going to go through that brain dump that you did with Him and then mark them down as ABC just to make it really clear for you. And then plug those things into your schedule and see where you get them lined up. Now you might not that week, you might not be able to have too many C's on there. That's okay. They'll go to the next week. Okay. Then you're going to, this is the important part. You're going to rest in that schedule, in those priorities that God gave you, in the ABCs that He gave you. You're going to rest. And then you're going to reevaluate and recalibrate whenever you feel that overwhelm or that stress comes up from your schedule. You go start again. And number one, remember, God owns it all. Number two, dump it before Him. Number three, God, what are my ABCs right now this week? I'm overwhelmed again. I have things out of place. Show me what is becoming an idol. Show me where I need to reevaluate. Show me what kids' activities need to come off the schedule. Show me where I need more self-care. Show me what wellness area needs more priority. He will do all of that for you and then assign the ABCs, walk in obedience, and rest in those priorities, okay? Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Then all these things will be added to you. If you seek Him first, you do everything with Him, you do your calendar with Him, you do your schedule with Him, you handle your time and priorities with Him, all these things will be added to you. Time will be added. And friend, maybe you're still having a struggle with this and you're like, well, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do this journaling session. And I don't really know how to prioritize. I'm really struggling still. That's when you're going to book me. And you get a BOGO deal if you're listening to this on March 22nd. You get a BOGO deal for that coaching. But either way, if God says your time right now, you need to figure this out and you need to learn how to prioritize it and you're struggling with that, seek out for help. Do the next thing. Ask Him, hey, should I book Shan for a coaching call? See what He says, okay? I'm fully confident that whatever He tells you is good and it's good for you. So maybe He says no, that's okay. But if He says yes, then go to bit.ly/ShanWright, write with the W, and book me for that coaching session and get on your way to figuring out how to reduce your stress, your anxiety, your overwhelm, and find more time, peace, energy, presence with your family and with God, and how to really break all of this down. We'll do it personally. I'll literally go through your entire calendar with you, and we'll do it together. And so you will make advancements in this area, and you will find more peace in this area. Okay? All right. Until next time, may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24. Shalom, shalom. Hey, Wellness Warrior, I pray that blessed you. And if so, it would bless me big if you would write a 5-star review and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Not only would this make me super happy, but it will allow for others to find this show too. Also, I love to chat over on Instagram, so make sure to take a screenshot, share to your Instagram stories, and tag me at @TheShanWright so I can see it and we can keep chatting and bring other moms to chat with us. Until we get to chat again, mama friend, may the Lord's face shine upon you and give you peace.